Each night we had these special visitors from Gilligan's Island, and I'm sure that we all know about Gilligan's Island. But each night we had two visitors, but tonight we have all six. And so they are going to show us...
Seven,
excuse me. I'm not asking why. We have seven visitors, and so they're going to really show us the overall love of God and what this past week has been about. So let's have a hand for Gilligan's Island.
Let's see here. Let's might mix a little of this. Whoa, a little of that. Ooh, I don't know. It might work. I don't know. Oh, hello, ladies.
Hello, Professor.
Oh, you probably wonder what I'm doing.
We are wondering what you're doing.
Well, you know, I've had so much fun at Treasure Island, Sun Treasure Island, working with the children. I'm already working on some ideas for next year.
Gee, Professor, don't you think that's a little early?
No, Ginger, not at all. That's just one of those things. You know, it touched me so deeply when I heard the song from Zacchaeus during story time. You know, Zacchaeus, he was so small, and I feel so small, so insignificant, even with my scientific contributions. You know,
Well, what made you change your mind, Professor?
You know, when I saw how much Jesus loved Zacchaeus, it was just so pretty. It was so neat. I knew I wanted Jesus to be at home in my heart, too.
That's wonderful, Professor.
So now, I see how I can use these wonderful love inside with others. I can share this love just by the talents and the gifts that God has given me.
Exactly.
So next year, I'm thinking helping out with games.
So that's what you're working on.
Yeah. Let me show you. All right. Well, the electrogamma solution in this tube, combined with a luminary anti-chloride liquid in this tube, should create the right conditions for an inverse consequative reaction. Oh, my goodness, it's going to work. I think it's going to work.
Professor, that just sounds crazy. Professor, what are you working on?
You'd never believe it. Firecrackers.
Well, Professor, isn't that awfully dangerous for the children?
Oh, why, Marianne, it's not for the children. It's to shoot off at Pastor John when we meet our giving goal next year. Well, excuse me, ladies. I've got to go record some more of my results.
Well, you know, Ginger, I just can't think of anything more exciting than the fun we had this week sharing God's love with all the children.
I know, Marianne. I totally agree. The joy on those sweet children's faces all week. It was just so wonderful. You know, who knows? Maybe someday I'll even teach children's church or something.
Well, I am so full of God's love. You know, I think I'm going to use this pencil and I'm going to start writing down some ideas for next year, right now.
Well, okay, Marianne, but, you know, if we're going to help with firecrackers, I think we should wear gloves because I don't want to mess up my nails.
Well, you know, I've got some great ideas using some glitter and glue and construction paper and scissors and...
But Marianne, I thought we were going to volunteer for story time.
But Ginger, really, crafts, they're so creative for the children.
But story time is so much fun.
But they can express themselves through crafts.
But we can hear more about story time.
Crafts.
Story time.
Crafts.
Story time.
Crafts.
Story time.
Crafts.
Story time. Professor!
Oh, Thurston, darling, wasn't it simply marvelous to be a part of Sun Treasure Island?
Oh, yes, my dear. I certainly enjoyed the snacks and the stories and the games. And I also dearly love that island music.
God loves you.
Yes, that was super. Thurston, darling, what about that young man named Judd? He built that marvelous boat over there and that wonderful stand over there.
Darling, his name is Bud.
Oh, the most favorite part that I had on that week was when Pastor John was sprayed with all that silly string.
All those children, they dearly loved to let it go and spray it all over him with that muck. I was just wondering how much of that he could put on himself.
Isn't it ironical that Pastor John and Gilligan look so much alike?
Oh, nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. Pastor John is such an intelligent and handsome lad, unlike that bumbling Gilligan.
Oh, you know, Thurston, I was thinking that young man named Judd, he could be a professional builder if he wanted to.
Well, I think we ought to do the proper thing and call him by his name, and it happens to be Bud.
Oh, yes, of course, darling, we'll call him Bud. But I just want to know, what did you really get out of all the stories that we heard on Vacation Bible School?
I mistakenly loved treasure. But when I found God, I finally believed that I need God in my heart, God's love in my heart.
Oh, yes, Thurston, that is so true. But what are we going to do with all our money?
It all belongs to God. And the Bible states hilariously that we should give and spend and give and spend more.
Oh, Thurston, darling, you are so right. We should give and give and give. Thurston, darling.
Yes, my little flower blossom?
I was just wondering if we could ask that nice man named Spud to come and build us a hotel on the island next month.
Mud! Mud! His name is Mud. My name is Mud.
Building a lookout.
Can I help?
Well, sure, Gilligan. I've got the instructions for you to help right here.
Hey, Skipper?
Gilligan?
What's a lookout tower?
Well, a lookout tower is it's a tower you build to look out.
Oh, it's dead. It's dead. It's dead.
Little buddy.
Are you okay? Well, Skipper, you said, look out.
Oh, brother. Gilligan, Gilligan, Gilligan. I'm building a lookout tower. We're building a lookout tower.
Well, the lookout tower works really well.
Brother, but I haven't built it yet.
Yeah, yay, Skipper?
Yeah, Gilligan?
Do you remember all those Bible stories we had during VBS this week?
Gilligan.
I sure do.
Do you remember that one story about how Jesus raised that little girl from the dead? And she...
It was pretty amazing, wasn't it, Gilligan?
Well, Skipper, the children learned that they never have to be afraid of anything in this world, even of dying.
That's right, little buddy.
And because of this, Jesus holds all the little children in his hands. He has all the power, even over death.
Yes, that's right. Right, kids? Right?
So we never have to be afraid.
Yes, Gilligan. That's true.
Just like now. I mean, even if we do something bad and someone of your friends get really mad at you and you don't want to tell the truth because you're afraid they're going to get really upset.
Well, that's right. Right, gang? And, that's true, Gilligan.
And you might not want to be their friend anymore?
Gilligan?
Yes, Skipper?
Are you trying to say something to me?
Well, Skipper, I thought you said go and get the bamboo sticks. I thought you said go and cut the bamboo sticks.
Gilligan, you didn't.
Yes, Skipper, just think, but now I realize you wanted to build a tall lookout tower.
Gilligan!
But think, Skipper, how many little lookout towers you can build.
Yes, Gilligan, that's true! Gilligan!
Skipper, I will not be afraid. The Lord has me. The Lord's got me. I will not be afraid. The Lord...
Gilligan!